You're listening to the Inner Child Podcast. Why does healing feel like an uphill battle? It is so hard. You spend all of this time, all of this effort, healing and crying and releasing, and then it seems like just the smallest thing can give you a setback, like five steps back. Well, bestie, it is not all in your head. There's actually a deeper, I would dare even say a darker reason why healing in this world is so particularly darn hard. And it has a lot to do with the way that society as a whole has been structured. And I don't want you to be afraid of it, but I think you need to be aware of it if you are somebody who is determined to break your generational pattern. So we're going to talk all about that in today's episode. Plus, since this is the last episode of season one on the podcast, I'm going to be sharing something with you today, revealing something about myself that I've waited 3 years on the podcast to tell you, and it's about time. So we're going to dig in to all of that right after this intro. Hi, I'm Gloria Zhang, and after 10 years of struggling in toxic relationships, I attracted the love of my life by healing my inner child. This podcast is your weekly dose of my expertise as a therapist and dating relationship coach for high achievers. Learn tips to overcome low self-worth, emotional baggage, and childhood trauma so that you too can step into your power and attract the love you desire. Welcome to the Inner Child Podcast. Welcome back to the Inner Child Podcast. Do you see anything different? This is the first actual YouTube video version of the podcast that we're putting onto my YouTube channel. I know we said that on the New Year's episode, but it didn't actually end up happening because of this and that. But here we are now. Welcome to my home office. This is actually where I keep my clothes and my makeup and where I work, in the corner over there as well. That's my vanity back there and a bit of a mess in the back. Those are my diplomas that I like to put on the wall. And here is my microphone, and down here I've got my little laptop that I refer to. So if you ever see me looking down, it's not because I'm staring at the floor, it's because I'm referring to my notes. And moving forward to season two, we are actually going to be integrating YouTube. And, you know, the real reason why I'm going on to YouTube is because some of these newer topics that I will be bringing, it's really difficult to describe them with just audio, and I've hired someone to help me put it into illustration and diagrams. And there may be times where I use a whiteboard to demonstrate things to you. And so having that visual component, I believe, is really powerful, especially when we're talking about more complicated topics when it comes to healing and so forth. So don't worry, like, this is still going to be on your podcast listening platform, wherever you're listening to, but the YouTube will be an added component. I do highly recommend subscribing to that as well. Now, I know it's been a hot minute since I've been doing these episodes. I apologize to those of you who've been reaching out and saying, Gloria, like, did you die? Like, what happened to the podcast? Did you quit? And like I said last time, I've just been going through some of my own inner work, which has been really amazing and exciting, and I'm finally coming out on the other end of it, but also working on season two, which is going to be so much more of my soul work, and I just didn't want to rush it, and I wanted to really make sure that I did it justice. And we're going to start with today's conversation, kind of revealing some bigger systems around our own healing to help you understand why healing feels like it's so hard. Like, why is it so darn hard to make genuine progress on our journeys in this world when it seems like there are so many things that set us back. And what I will say, first of all, there is something much deeper and much darker, I would say, that operates in this world we live in. You may already know about it, but perhaps you haven't quite heard about it in these terms. And the real reason why it's so hard is because all of the institutions and systems that make up our modern society have been created by people with trauma. People with deep-seated trauma are the ones who have created these systems. A system is like an ecosystem. There's multiple moving parts within it, but it's also self-contained. It maintains the same pattern and order. That's what a system is. But research tells us, and this is real, and I'll link the notes below, studies on epigenetics and DNA have found that trauma leaves an imprint on our physical DNA. Trauma changes our DNA expression and through our epigenetics, not just from the last generation, but from 14 generations in your bloodline. What that means is 14 generations of your ancestors' trauma still runs within you, still influences your beliefs and your thinking and your triggers and your tendencies. That's a huge implication, right? Because it tells us that we're not just dealing with our own trauma here. We are dealing with people from the past, with our lineage. And that's why it's called intergenerational trauma. It's generational. And that's one piece of it. But the next time you have a moment, think about all of the different systems and institutions that we belong in. Our educational system, our politics and our government, how we're treating the environment, the way that we hire people even. Look at the wars. Look at what's going on in the Middle East, in the places around us even, in your own country. The entire system is effed, to put it lightly. And if you go way, way, way down, right, even more than 14 generations ago, look at what humans have had to deal with. Cataclysmic events, famine, poverty, war with nature, war with each other, alcoholism, family abuse, so on and so forth. Humans have had to deal with many, many, many things, right? And we, at this moment, we are the surviving descendants of all of that. But think about it this way. The way that trauma affects people is different. And back then, nobody had the tools to be able to deal with those emotions, to deal with the lingering traumas and triggers from such events. And so you have two types of ways that we respond to trauma, right? We can either internalize it and then wreak havoc on ourselves, or we can externalize it and seek ways of attaining power and control in order to deal with that trauma. And that's why in every single conflict and issue, you see this duality, right? We have the oppressor and we have the oppressed. That's on the larger scale, right? We have oppressive systems and groups of individuals who are oppressed. Then you look at it from a smaller lens, right? Inside relationships, you know, we talk about this on the podcast, toxic relationships usually have one person that's a little bit more narcissistic and another person that is completely passive. They are codependent. We have someone who is avoidant and someone who is anxious, right? There's all of these different ways that these dualities and these polarities play out as a result of humans not knowing how to deal with trauma. And so on a small scale, right, if you zoom in, we have toxic or abusive relationships where this dynamic is being played out. And then on a larger scale, what do we see? It's the same thing. We have the internalizers turning into the poorer class, economic class, right, who are preyed upon and get stuck in poverty, essentially. Then we have the externalizers who seek out positions of power in order to fill that void inside. And these are the people who become the corrupt politicians. These are the people who become the corrupt CEOs. And notice how I'm saying the words corrupt, not just blanket statement, politicians, CEOs, because of course there are great people who work in politics. There are well-meaning people who do own a business. I mean, technically, I guess I am a CEO myself. I run a company. But what you're getting out of it is very different. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to look around us and see the people who are actually in the true positions of power and the way that they operate so unethically. And it makes you wonder, right, how they got to that point. And these are the people who create the rules. These are the people who hold incredible amounts of money. Again, you know, back to the money wounds, not everyone with money is evil. But, right, because money is just an amplifier, it amplifies what you already are. And so it's not an either or, right? It's both at the same time. And we have to be able to talk about this in a way that honors both sides, that there is a very large majority of money and resources and power that is being held by people with immense trauma who are externalizers. And I'm speaking about this very simplistically because on a greater scale, it's so complex. Like there's so many gears and cogs and it's all so convoluted, right? And that is why it is so hard to heal, because you are literally going against the current. Even with the way that mainstream entrepreneurial mindsets are approached these days, it's very much about more and more and more. More customers, right? More customers, cheaper costs, more acquisition, less effort putting into products, deteriorating quality, right? The way that we mass produce food, I mean, it's great that we can produce more food, but the quality of foods has significantly deteriorated. They've looked at vegetables and fruits and how the content of vitamins and nutrition has lowered so drastically over the generations because of how we've overused the earth, essentially, right? There's so much about more and more and more that I never hear anyone talk about enoughness when it comes to business, really, right? And if it's costing us balance in the world, I mean, it's not really an investment the way that I look at it. This all trickles into also social media and how everything on social media is designed to lock in your attention, right? To maximize the amount of time that you can scroll through Instagram or Facebook. And that's because the more time you spend on these apps, the more money that they'll make from advertising, right? It all boils down to this imbalance that we're seeing in so many different facets of the world. And what I'm really trying to get at is when the entire world and the structure you live in has been designed to get more out of you instead of putting more stuff in, you're out of balance. You're living in a world that is currently out of synchronization with nature and with itself, right? Mainstream corporations, they won't say this out loud, but they benefit nothing from you being healed, because a healed and complete human being doesn't need to buy more stuff, right? A healed and complete human being doesn't need the latest Nikes to feel like they're good enough, doesn't need that designer handbag to feel good enough. And again, with nuance, I'm not knocking any of these things. Obviously, I have bags. Obviously, I wear shoes too, right? But you see what I mean by the motivation behind what drives your behavior. Like, there's a difference between admiring a piece of work and feeling like you need that piece of artwork to feel complete. So this system we live in currently, which probably on some gut level you're already aware of, operates on separation, keeping you feeling like you are not enough, keeping you separated under the illusion that it's all connected. So if you need to pause for a moment to kind of take this all in, feel free to go ahead, right? Be my guest. I know it's coming off strong as the first episode I've put out in like a month, but I feel really compelled to put this into words and to bring this forward to let you know that it's not your fault and to not let other systems or people gaslight you into thinking that it's your fault somehow that you are this way, or that it's your fault that, you know, you don't feel happy every time you scroll on social media, because everything is designed to make you feel not enough so that you will want to get more or purchase more things that aren't helping you, actually purchasing more things that give you the thrill, right? That gratification in the moment. But in the long run, that's just, you know, iPhone version number 4. And then 5 is coming out next season. And so on and so forth. So just know that. And the next time that, you know, you go outside and go for a walk, look at what's around you. Examine the things that you talk about with the people at work. Think about the systems that we live in, okay? And what I will also say is, it may seem like it's them versus us, like it seems like it's the big man versus the little man, right? From that perspective, it might seem like I'm blaming certain people and trying to rescue others, but on a larger scale, they're also part of you. These are like our brothers and sisters who have lost their way, right? And believe me when I say that people in power who are getting into all kinds of controversy and scams and raking in billions of dollars, they're not happy people. And it may be difficult to hear that, perhaps, but they're just as miserable because they have gotten themselves into a hole, essentially, right? This point of almost no turning back. There's no humanity there anymore. So they're like a shell of a human being. And I did an episode on narcissism, explaining how narcissists became narcissists, I think like a year ago. You can do a search. That was a really good episode. I would highly recommend checking that out. Now, how this all comes into play with season 2 and all these things I wanted to talk about is there's something I do want to share with you, with my beautiful audience that I've now known for over 3 years. And what I want to tell you that I have been putting off letting you know is that, well, I am an earth angel. Hello, very nice to meet you. I came here, I would say, with a very specific purpose, a supporting role, right? I'm not one of the major players, but I play a supporting role in kind of helping whoever wants that help to shift the direction towards healing traumas in this big machine, I guess you could say. And I've known this since I was born, basically. And the reason I didn't tell you 3 years ago right off the bat is because, well, I know how it sounds. It sounds like really crazy. And if it's too over your head and you'd rather just listen to the parts where I talk about trauma, that's totally fine. You can treat this like a buffet, you know, just take what you need and leave the rest. I won't be offended. But I really care about getting inner child work out there. And I knew that if I came into the podcast telling you exactly who I was, half of the listeners would just probably turn off the episode, right? And think, is she like trying to like, you know, is she trying to recruit people into a cult or something? I don't know. But I wanted to put that information out there first so that people could benefit from its validity and so that you can get to know me as a person first before I tell you about my deeper purpose, right? Which is try to help this movement, right, of shifting humans to the path of healing instead. And, you know, I am no prophet or messiah. I'm just, there are lots of earth angels and light workers. It's not uncommon at all. I have lots of personal friends who are humanitarians and healers, and many of you listening maybe as well yourselves, right? So that's not really important, right? What is important is that we're at a time now in human development where there's a lot of conversation about healing, and there's meaning behind that as well. There is true meaning. But we can talk about that in another episode. What I did want to share with you is a bit of a sneak peek into some of the conversations that I will be having in season two. So I'm just going to open this on my computer. And what I will say is I've tried to leave hints over the last 3 years about who I am. Like in episode 90, I shared about humanity's core wound. I've also talked about, you know, manifestation. I brought on my friend who talked about quantum entanglement. I've mentioned here and there, letting you guys know that I was a gifted kid growing up. So I put the feelers out there. And so maybe you've come to your own conclusions. But anyway, season two of the Inner Child podcast is going to be focusing deeper on essentially helping you get to the point where you've healed yourself so much that you can now also hold space for other people's suffering as well. What I mean by that is, you know, a lot of people, when they come to my podcast, it's because they're dealing with relationship issues, dating issues, self-esteem issues, right? It's very much focused on the self, and that's just part of the journey. But when you really start healing, you realize that everyone around us is screaming, right? They're in pain. And we cannot heal just to, you know, drown out the sounds of other people's suffering, right? Those of us who are healed, we have a responsibility to our fellow humans on this earth who may need a bit of help as well. And I ask you, anyone listening, you don't have to become, you know, a therapist like me, but you can find ways to use your own healing to shine a light to the people around you. And most of it is just going to be through setting examples, right? You can do this even if you're an artist by creating beautiful artwork as a musician, maybe if you work as a teacher, even if you work as an accountant, right? There are ways that you can live your life that can uplift the people around you. Because I can't do this alone, and trust me, I do not want to do this alone, right? I spent 3 years of this podcast completely faceless, like incognito. And even being on video is like really uncomfortable for me. And I realized that I'm not the kind of person that likes, I don't like to be a face of anything. Okay. And I don't want people to like worship me or anything. I'd rather kind of be in the background, introduce ideas, and have you guys disperse this knowledge, right? Kind of on behalf of me, if that makes sense. I'm an introvert, so that's kind of where that comes from. So here are some things that we're going to talk about in season two. I'm just reading off my laptop here. How to protect yourself from everything that's bombarding you in society. How do we reconcile keeping up with the times, but also not feeling so triggered by the news, right? How to receive more. We talked about this in the Princess Treatment episode. How do we actually allow ourselves to receive in relationships, in friendships, financially, right? Receiving more. And this will help with your dating life as well. How to feel empathy for others without becoming completely destroyed. There are times where it can feel like our heart is just not big enough to feel all the feelings in the world. And by leaning into other people's emotions, that we just want to cry, right? Cry a river and get lost in that grief. And so how do we toe that line between being an empath, but not losing ourselves in it? And another one is how to know when to cut someone off or not. Anyways, I have a lot of stuff here that I want to talk about this year. Shadow work is a big thing as well. Archetypes, right? But also more practical stuff like dating in 2025 and so on and so forth. So I'm really excited about being able to bring this stuff to you. You know, with being an earth angel, I also have healing abilities. And now I can finally share with you that, you know, I see people leave reviews and comments on the podcast, like I do read them. And one that people always say is they'll say like, I've like healed more from listening to this damn podcast than like 3 years of therapy. And the reason for that is I infuse my healing into the episodes as well. You know, I often look at the subscribers, I infuse that healing energy into these episodes as well that you're receiving essentially when you listen to it. So that's why you feel that way. Now, obviously, since it's so dispersed anonymously, it's not super strong, right? As if I was working with someone in like one of my one-to-one healing sessions or in a group setting, but it's still there. All right, you're still getting something from these episodes, and I wanted you to know that. And, you know, the last thing I'll say is I have been kind of postponing telling you this side of me. There's no deep trauma there, but it's honestly just, I really like my life. I'm really happy with my life. Like, I'm getting married this year. You know, I just bought tickets to the Kacey Musgraves tour. She's like one of my favorite country singers. You know, I love Earth and I love having this human experience. I love people and humanity. And I know that by talking a bit more about this woo-woo stuff, I know what's going to happen. Like, I know I'm going to get emails from people who are going to be really upset with me, who say, I miss the old Gloria, you know, yada, yada. And I just didn't really want to deal with that last year, to be honest. I was just enjoying my life. And, but it came to the point where, you know, my own guides were like, Gloria, you know, it's time. You got to start working on this season two stuff and putting some more help out there. And anyways, it's all good. I'm here now. So here is your call to action. What to do to prepare for season two. Go to the link below to subscribe to my YouTube channel and find the video where this episode is recorded on. And I would love for you to just drop a comment on this video to say, hey, bestie. Just say, hey, bestie, just to let me know that you're listening, you're here, you're present, and I will reply to you back with a comment as well. All right. So that way, if you want the video version of my upcoming episodes, you will easily be able to find it through the YouTube channel whenever I have, you know, diagrams or illustrations that I've helped create to teach you more about this stuff, about healing your inner child, about moving towards a better version of yourself in relationships and in relation to yourself. All right, it's really hot in here, so I think this is a great place to end today's episode. Thank you so much, everybody, for the last 3 years. I love you all so much. I've always loved humanity. I love this beautiful earth that we're on right now, and I'm here for you. I'm here to help those of you listening who are looking for this information to reach greater heights and better and easier ways to heal yourself. So I don't even know what I'm saying right now. Just so excited that I feel like I can finally be my full real self. And I'm just open to whatever's to come. So go ahead, please subscribe to my YouTube, drop a comment, let me know that you're here. And that will let me know that you are prepared for the upcoming episodes in season 2. Ciao. Love you all. Have a beautiful day and an abundant life. If you love this episode, please hit subscribe and give us a 5-star review. It really helps me a lot, so thank you. To join the community and get your daily dose of inner child tips, follow me on Instagram and social media at @ByGloriaZhang or visit ByGloriaZhang.com. If you're a high achiever or an entrepreneur who wants to work with me, message me the words high achiever and I'll get in touch. Thanks, bestie. See you in the next one. Thanks for tuning in, bestie. I've got something for you. If you think this show deserves a 5-star review, we'll send you my free Inner Child Starter Kit as a thank you for your support, which contains exclusive wallpapers and resources for you to download. To get your kit, just upload a screenshot of your review on Apple or Spotify to my webpage, bygloriazhang.com/reviews. The link is also in the show notes. There you can also check out my healing sessions and programs at bygloriazhang.com. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast and I will meet you in the next episode. Mwah!